Are you listening? Good. You are about to enter an audio sensory experience. Focus. Adjust your headphones. Listen. And be warned. Depiction of violence, mature themes, and explicit language ahead. Welcome to Fae Hollow.
It's been a couple of hours since the FTK blared his bounty across Fae Hollow. And all the while, the streets burn with violence and chaos and a name. If I leave this house, the city will hunt me. But I need to find my father before anyone else does.
Citizens are out in arms, afraid. And I found this.
My picture. From an old article. It's circulating.
People know your face now.
My father. He's the missing link that can connect all this. We have to find him.
What about the Satsuman kids?
I've gotten the digital forensics team to analyze FDK's broadcast to see if we can find a lead. If we can find my father, he might be able to provide us with more.
If I can get to the station's database, I can track James's registered address.
Let's go. Look at what he's done!
My car isn't far from here.
Calandra?
James Marchand. How did you find us?
I still have contacts. You're not safe here, Calandra.
Why are you here?
I came to find you. To talk to you.
Talk to me?
It's been more than 20 years. I know what I've done. I just want to talk.
Okay. Let's talk.
What are you doing?
You are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in court.
Calandra!
You have the right to have a lawyer with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you.
There's no time for this, Calandra.
If you decide to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you have the right to stop answering at any time.
I know you want to know what happened to your mother.
Anything you do say will be used against you in a court of law. Agent Choi. Will you do the pleasure of stuffing this man into your car as gracelessly as possible?
Yes, ma'am.
I've had dreams, nightmares, about finally facing my father. In my night terrors, I'm still 11, in a shimmering ruby red dress, tears streaming down my cheeks. I'm scared to face the predatory gaze of my father. But now he's old, frail, a pale shadow of his former self. I suppose nightmares have a funny way of disappointing you compared to the horrors of real life.
Time is 2030. Present in the room is Senior Detective Ryan Choi.
Detective Calandra Wing.
Calandra Wing. You changed your surname.
Say your name.
James Marchand.
You understand why we arrested you and why we're doing this interview, yes?
In part. I know there's a serial killer on the loose. And I know he named us as the reason for his barbaric actions.
Then you also understand that we have information linking you, James Marchand, to several of the victims' families. The FTK has referenced you numerous times.
No comment.
What do you know about the FTK and his motives?
It's complicated.
Uncomplicate it. He's targeting the families that have connections to real estate, industry, energy, and mining activities.
There are layers to this. You can't possibly understand.
Cut the shit! Answer the damn question!
Look, we know about the business with Jebediah Sings. He mentioned you specifically, and that you've also had business dealings with the other families prior to your incarceration.
No comment.
Drugs, fraud, black market dealings, human trafficking. Anything else you want to add to the list?
Look, these families and what we did together, it was in the past.
Tell me what you know, or I'll charge you collusion with a serial killer. And this time, trust me, you'll be back in jail for life.
You can't. You have no evidence against me.
Dare me.
If you want to know the truth, we must start at the beginning. The night you ran away.
I ran away because you were 2 seconds away from selling me to some rich, sick asshole.
I was never going to do it. At the time, I was in business with a lot of influential people in Fay Hollow. We were there that night to talk about the Cassian.
The underground? Why?
A mining operation. Through our combined resources, we wanted to develop the area. Build houses, industries, a whole city beneath a city. But then we discovered something else. A darkness.
Elaborate.
On the surface, the Cassian bores through the structural foundations of Fay Hollow. But we soon realized the hole was much more. Accidents started to occur. Voices in the dark. Some of the families believed it was a prison for something powerful.
Jebediah gave us the same bullshit.
Listen, countless scriptures speak of a vengeful entity locked away in the Cassian. A beast that once brought fire and destruction to towns and cities. A hoarder of power.
A dragon?
Unbelievable, I know. But the families were obsessed with it. They kept pushing the mining activities in the Cassian in hopes of awakening it, so they could somehow control its so-called power. When they began mining excavation efforts, without my permission, I pulled out. Of course, they weren't happy about that. So they used me as a diversion while getting rid of me.
What did the other families find?
Nothing. But it's strange. These earthquakes, they started around the same time as that first operation. Almost as if they did awaken something down there.
I'm looking for facts to catch a serial killer, not a mystical adventure game. Who is the FTK and what does he want?
He's obviously playing his game. He believes that hunting and killing these people will achieve something.
The Infinity Prophecy.
Yes, a doomsday prophecy. The families were obsessed with it. They tried completing it, but something must have gone wrong or gone missing. This fairy tale killer must know what the missing piece is, or believes he does. These aren't just murders, they're sacrifices.
The Cassian stretches for miles under the city. If the FTK knows its layout, he could navigate the city in ways we couldn't. Tunnels, sewers.
He could pop up anywhere in the city and not be tracked.
That's possible. You always had great instincts. Got that from me.
Shut up! You listen to me, you piece of shit! I'm nothing like you. I care about people's lives.
That... You got from Lily.
Where is my mother?
She left when I got arrested.
You're lying! I can tell you!
Calandra, hold on!
Where is she?
She left me for the goddamn driver.
What?
You think it's some horrifying conspiracy, huh? You think I killed her? No. Your mother, Lily, was a mentally disturbed waif. She was constantly mumbling about stories and cursed wind and whatever else was on her diseased mind.
Liar!
After you ran away, she broke. And she left me for that driver, Dex Everhart. They were having an affair for months, so I found him, broke his legs, and threw him down in the Cassian tube.
Bullshit!
All right. Let's calm down.
Your mother was no saint, Calandra. She had flaws like everyone else. In truth, she forgot about you as soon as another man came along.
This interview is over.
Well, I'll end the recording then.
After hours of processing, we had to let my father go. But it didn't matter. I finally have a lead. I'm going to find the FTK before he can find me or anyone else.
Found it. This is the architectural layout of the Cassian from an engineer's report. Stretches for miles with several ducts that lead up to the surface. They extend from the Upper East Side to the downtown to the slums.
That's how he's doing it. He's using it like a vast transport system.
Yes. I've correlated the known points where he seems to have emerged. Here, there, and there. It eliminates these areas and helps us to zero in on the north and west districts. He could be there.
Let's digitize these for reference and go as soon as...
No, Cal.
What?
It's been a long day. The city is restless. People are hunting you. And we've clearly not had a lick of sleep for days.
The Satsuman twins. The FTK has them right now.
I know how you feel, but scrounging around in the dark, tired and unfocused with this rage won't help.
You act like you know what I'm feeling.
Yuri, my wife, and Luna, my daughter. They went missing years ago. It was just another day for me. I made them breakfast. Luna showed me her drawing of a dinosaur. It was great. And my wife, she kissed me on the cheek and said, "Stay safe." I came home that night, and they were gone. Vanished without a trace. The news correlated with a trafficking ring that were abducting random citizens.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All I felt for a long time was rage. At the world, at myself. It came to a point when I couldn't take it anymore, and I... The only thing that kept me sane was this job. Finding other monsters. Protecting other missing wives and children and families. Go home. Sleep. Tomorrow we go into the Cassian and find this son of a bitch.
Sure.
And here.
What's this?
A little modified lockpick. You could probably hide it in your hair or something. Twist it up, down, then follow the lock's orientation. Works every time.
Lockpicking 101, huh?
It's not about breaking in. It's about setting people free.
Tomorrow. Dawn.
I'll pick you up.
I waited out till nightfall. Then I get in a nondescript car and drive home. I'm exhausted. But I realize that if my father can find me, it shouldn't be difficult for other people either. I have to get home before any information about my apartment is leaked. If I... What the... Shit! Agent Calandra Wing, 4-5. I'm west on Fang Drive. I am being pursued by an unmarked vehicle. Black sedan. Please advise.
Calandra, what's going on?
Choi, someone's pursuing me, trying to run me off the road.
You caused this! You're a murderer!
He's got a gun!
Calandra!
side road.
Head home. Get your stuff and meet me at the front. You're sleeping over at my place.
Okay. I'm nearby.
I'll call you on my mobile.
Roger. Yeah, I'm okay.
Get your things, files, firearms, and whatever else you need.
I'm walking up to my apartment.
I'm at mine. I'm going to get to my personal revolver in... Calandra.
My door is ajar. The keypad is off.
Calandra, don't go in there alone.
I'm going in. Entering. Broken glass. Or lock.
Someone used the keypad.
Hacked it.
Wait. My front door.
What?
It's open too. Lights are on. I never leave them on.
Be careful.
No signs of forced entry. I'm heading in. Stay on the line. There's someone here. In my house.
Our homes are compromised. I need to focus. And listen.
Calandra.
I hear. Insects. Crawling insects. Crawling on chocolates and sweet wrappers and breadcrumbs. A trail leading to my closet.
Calandra, it could be some crazy citizen influenced by the FGK or...
On three, two, one. No, no!
What?
Fuck!
Calandra!
It's... the Setsman twins!
Oh, dear God!
They're in a cage. Crushed inside. Mouths filled with candy. Blood. There's so much blood. And their bellies. Oh, God! Their bellies are sticking out, Joy. Ruptured.
Oh, fuck this. I'm heading over there right now.
Joy. I hear that tapping sound again.
Son of a bitch, come out. I'm here, you son of a...
Joy, get out of there. Joy? Joy? Joy, are you there? Joy? Joy?
AXN presents Fae Hollow, The Fairy Tale Murders. Enjoy the thrill of the episode? Share it now. And for even more content, visit axn-asia.com/Fae Hollow Podcast.